All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday morning, kicking off the weekend. And who would you want to do your trivia question today besides Freddie Kiger?
Thank you. How's everything at home?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Getting ready for the holiday season. Have you done any decorating yet at your house?
That would be Lord, no. I'll hopefully get there soon. Is Bev preparing the nest for when the Ron Bird comes to perch?
Well, I'll tell you what, we did all our decorating this past Thanksgiving weekend. Our daughter and her significant other, Evan, were here. They have both been tested for coronavirus and all that kind of stuff. And we went out and found the tree and put it up. It's decorated. The house is decorated. We're ready for the holidays. I can tell you that. And I know that Zach and Jenna will be spending a lot of time with us during the Christmas holidays. So, hey, we're all ready to go.
All right, that's pretty cool. Well, let me know when you put when Zach or Cammy put up an eggnog sign and stand out in the front yard.
All right, you got it, baby. It's gonna be a home holiday, that's for sure, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. The Hills host Western Carolina tomorrow, so check that out. Jones Angel on the Tar Heels Sports Network on WCHL, and our category. Hopefully, this will be a little bit of holiday love for folks. It's wood.
Okay.
If that would be WOOD, not WOULD. If Harry Potter's wand was made of holly and Noah's Ark was made out of gopher wood, then what are most Louisville Slugger baseball bats made of? And because there's a little discrepancy here, we'll take two potential answers here. What kind of wood are most Louisville Slugger baseball bats made of? You know the answer, despite the fact we're almost in winter. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL. $10 gift certificate at Cruisers on the line.
All right, call right now and be a winner.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Freddie Kiger, you asking that question about Louisville Sluggers. It brings back a lot of memories because I don't know about you, but I played baseball a lot when I was a kid and had several Louisville Sluggers over the years. And my favorite was a 33-inch Mickey Mantle bat.
Well, that came incredibly sponsored and incredibly that had credentials when you used that.
Yeah, it had very thin handle and a rather thick barrel, and was a really, really good bat. It fit me perfectly. I loved it, especially when I was, in my teenage years. But you asked the question. You didn't want to hear about my exploits when I was a kid. You asked the question about what kind of wood Louisville Slugger bats are made from, and I'm going to say hickory.
Good guess. Years ago, it was hickory. Mm-hmm. But the correct two answers, it will accept ash or maple.
But not hickory?
Ash. Hmm. Yep, hang on a second, and I'll explain.
Okay.
Approximately half of pro bats are made from northern white ash, and the other half from maple. And a lot of that timber comes from parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and other northeastern states because of the terrain and climate most favorable for growth. But years ago, Ron, hickory was used. But today, it's considered too heavy for today's players who demand a lighter bat, usually thin handle and a little bit of a thicker barrel, something like you used.
Yeah.
Actually, one time at a Durham Bulls game, had an opportunity to hold one of Babe Ruth's bats.
Whoa.
Ron, it was a dadgum telephone pole. Holy smoke. No wonder he knocked it out of the park. It's a wonder he didn't knock it out of the area code.
Well, listen, when did they make the switch from hickory to the other kinds of wood?
Well, I'll have to get back to you on that one. I'll get into the crack research team, and I'll find that out for you.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, and I appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend.
All right. Love you, buddy. Have a great weekend. Tell everybody I said howdy.